Now you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Corva?
Help. I need somebody. Anybody. Seriously.
This week we read about needy people looking for help, but going about it in an unusual and maybe not the wisest way. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people seeking assistance using unconventional methods. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail, whatever you like. I'm sure you have something high-tech. Ready to do it?
I am. Let's go.
Let's hear first from Kiri O'Connor.
OMG, we are totally lost in the storm drains. Really scared. This is not funny, people. We don't know the actual wording, but we do know this. Two girls, 10 and 12, got lost while exploring some storm drains south of Adelaide, Australia. Luckily, they had a cell phone. But instead of calling an emergency number, they posted a status update on Facebook. They sat there for 7 hours with a cell phone. Finally, an alert friend saw the update and called police. Experts say it's just natural, if unwise, that the girls used Facebook, their medium of choice. But, like, what if that alert friend had been busy taking the "What 80s rock diva are you?" quiz?
Two girls stuck in a storm drain decide to update their Facebook status. Well, we spoke to another expert on the topic to get the real story.
The fact that they chose to update their status on Facebook just shows that social networking is more ingrained in their way of communicating than calling for help.
That was social media expert Mark Glazer, executive director of PBS's Media Shift, talking about the girls trapped in the storm drain who updated their Facebook status.